fusion process where metal rods are actually implanted into my spine, and it kind of looks like a strange, weird metal ladder, which you're going to see in a lot of these pieces. And now I kind of have my vertebrae is fused around these pieces of metal. I went into the hospital, I think, 5'4". I came out of the hospital at 5'7". So I was had this super weird, curvy, crooked spine, and then I became the person with the very confident posture, which is not by choice. So that just kind of happened to me, and then I ended up, you know, going on in my life and pursuing art at the college level, and deciding this is something what I wanted to do. Experimenting a lot with fiber arts. I was interested in decorative arts. My undergraduate degree is actually in painting. And then when I was studying for my undergraduate degree at MICA, I made one of the best decisions of my life, which was to spend a semester abroad. And I went to Florence, Italy, and was studying intensively in an on-site art history program, looking at just like Renaissance masterworks. And it changed my life. And I was so inspired by seeing, in a country like Italy, just these different layers of human history that are kind of fused together and coexisting. And I was going to places like the Uffizi Museum in Florence, and just looking at these gorgeous frescoes and these masterworks from the Renaissance, and I was noticing just in the margins, in all these weird little outskirts of the frescoes, these strange imagery of what's called marginalia, or also known as grotesque. So it was like these monsters that were hybrids of half animal, half person, they're half person, half architecture, living within these strange spaces of like architecture and filigree. And I was so transfixed by this language of ornamentation. And it led me to a lot of research. I was like, where is this coming from? What, these images are so bizarre, and I just like loved them and became obsessed with them. So I started researching the grotesque, or just the grotesque in Italian, and learning about how the ancient Romans actually developed this. The artists from the Renaissance discovered it and started emulating it and kept it going. And it was just kind of something that logged into my brain and like a little chamber and was there for a couple years. Then fast forward to me being in Brooklyn, some of the first work that I was making that really addressed the issue of my scoliosis were paper cuts. And I really like the process of just having a blank piece of paper, being able to draw, being able to be very free and fluid, and then using my scalpel and with kind of surgical precision, just kind of starting to cut out with my X-Acto knife. And I wanted to use that same language of ornamentation of the grotesque and kind of place myself in there as a hybrid, as sort of like a half-human, half-metal hybrid, and show the serpentine, curved, pre-operative x-rays of my own spine, and then the whole aesthetic of the correction with the metal rods and the geometry of kind of my post-operative x-rays. So I was fusing those things together. And then I went on another crazy research tangent where I was looking at the history of how scoliosis was treated historically until today, and looking at some of the contraptions that were devised for people that had the same situation that I had many, many years ago. And I just fell in love with actually how beautiful these devices were. And I started to kind of make my own little devices from my imagination, and I loved that aesthetic of correction and how to take a human body that's kind of twisted and contorted and these machines that humans would make to kind of get them back into space. So in some of my work you'll see, if it's completely devoid of a human figure, it will be images that are derived from diagrams and graphs of charting physical deformity and the contraptions and devices that were made to correct it. Yeah, I think that just about covers the bases. Yeah, please let me know if you have any questions. It is definitely, if you're getting like a celebratory, whimsical, happy vibe, that is definitely good. I'm not so much of like a Frida Kahlo, broken columns type. I wanted to show that I am like a titanium superhuman now. And you can see my physical therapy, my stretching and my strength and my poses, and I'm kind of embracing myself and putting myself into these marginalia, but putting it front and center in my imagery. Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Was there, being in New York, Brooklyn near New York, was that more conducive than being in Baltimore or Backwater? Or did you get stayed in Baltimore, your art would be the same?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm not sure if my art would be the same. I loved living in Baltimore. I was very sad to leave, but I got into grad school in Brooklyn. And I was like, I don't want to move to New York. But I did it. And I think just some of the connections I had with my professors in grad school really like were able to prompt me and push me in the right direction to get towards this work. So I'm not sure.
So
if
being
that
in a place with more acting, definitely.
Yeah, just kind of being in that like MFA environment. It probably could have been in any city. It just coincidentally was in New York for me. But now that I'm in New York, even though I'm paying a lot more money for rent, I still feel like love to be at the center where I have so much cultural activity and so many artists and colleagues. But I love the art
scene. Yeah. Thanks.
It's humble.
Yes.